This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk some baseball with MLB Network. So Robert Flores, you can watch Robert on MLB Tonight throughout the regular season, plus MLB Network All-Star coverage live from Miami continues today at 3 p.m. with All-Star Game Red Carpet Show. Robert, thanks for jumping in. I know you're just a little bit busy, so we appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. So, did you get all tingly watching Aaron Judge rip 500-foot bombs last night?
Man, that was really impressive. I've been saying that I think that this event with these collection of stars and young stars, I think it had the potential to overshadow the game itself, and I still believe that. It was dramatic and it was impressive. He was considered one of the heavy favorites coming in, and he definitely delivered.
Robert, the thing that impresses me, or shocks me, is just the size of those guys. I mean, you want them getting off the bus first in a football uniform, not a baseball uniform.
Yeah, him, Giancarlo Stanton, and look, Miguel Sano is another big dude. It just shows the athleticism that is found in across major league clubhouses. Guys, look, they take better care of themselves. They have more refined training techniques. But Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, those two guys, I mean, they could be a tag team and compete for, maybe a WWE tag team title or something. Those dudes are big.
Wouldn't that be great? They both got masks on. Oh, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to watch those guys in a cage match. Robert Flores, MLB Network, talking some baseball with us here on the Vinny and Haney Show on The Fan. The good news about Home Run Derby last night, to me, Robert, was not only do you get these big dudes swatting home runs, but guys that, fans want to see. Like Aaron Judge has been the big story in the first half. He's doing what he's doing. He's doing it in New York for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton, when healthy, one of the most feared sluggers in the game, defending his title in his hometown. The NBA slam dunks a bunch of bench warmers who play 4 minutes a game most of the time, but MLB with the Home Run Derby, it was good to see players the fans want to see out there doing the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, Giancarlo Stanton, he's got the resume. He's he was the defending champion, and Aaron Judge certainly has created a lot of buzz nationally and a lot of headlines for what he has done. So he's one of the young superstars. I would have liked to seen I wouldn't mind seeing Bryce Harper in a future Home Run Derby.
Next year in D.C.
There you go. So, I think that so if you can get Giancarlo back, if you can get Aaron Judge back, then you add Bryce Harper to the mix, I think the event itself continues to create buzz and create excitement, and that's certainly something that is always good in Major League Baseball.
Hey, Robert, do you like the format better this way, timed instead of three outs?
Yeah, I do, because there is that added element of the clock and the buzzer beater, quote unquote, that you don't have in regular play in baseball. So I think it also speeds up the event. I mean, it started at 8 and it ended at 10:21 Eastern time. So I think that's an element and a fixture of the event that is certainly needed, and I'm glad that they put it in.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, we are obviously talking Major League Baseball. All-Star Game is tonight. It's Sale versus Scherzer, American League, National League. Who's the one guy tonight, Robert, that you would say, I want to make sure I stay awake for this guy? I don't want to be in the bathroom when this guy hits or, he gets into the game. Who's the one guy you got an eye out for?
Well, for me, I'm a diehard Astros fan, so for me, it's George Springer. I want to see how he, it's funny that he bats leadoff for the Astros, but he's going to be batting third tonight with his teammate Jose Altuve. batting first tonight. So I want to see George Springer. I think the Astros, since they've moved George Springer up into the leadoff position, I think it was around this time last year, maybe a little bit earlier, they've been one of the best teams in baseball. So I want to see him and how he does against Chris Sale. Against Max Scherzer. So I think that's one of the matchups that I'm looking forward to.
Do you see the Astros continuing on their dominating run that they've had? I mean, they've been unbelievable at home and on the road.
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to win this. I mean, they're going to win the division by double digits. But they aren't a finished product, right? They still need help. Yeah. I think they're going to have to make a deal for a starter. They've been linked to Sonny Gray, Jose Quintana for quite a while. So they need another arm in the rotation. Now, the two things that they're going to be getting back, they're going to be getting Dallas Keuchel back, and they're going to be getting Colin McHugh back. Dallas Keuchel is obviously a Cy Young winner. Colin McHugh is a solid number three starter. So that will help, but I still think they need to add another arm in that rotation and maybe another arm, a lefty, in that bullpen.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. We talk some Major League Baseball with Robert. Of course, you can watch Robert MLB tonight throughout the regular season, plus MLB Network's All-Star coverage from Miami continues today, 3 p.m., All-Star Red Carpet Show. Robert, we are sitting in Baltimore quite agitated with the Orioles being 4 games under 500, the starting pitching. Matter of fact, can you throw?
Man, I am a lefty, but, if the umpires would let me throw like a few feet in front of the rubber, then I might be able to help you guys.
I'm telling you what, that dude did up the other day, he would have.
Now, Robert, looking at where the Orioles are at, it's obviously a complex situation with, they obviously need starting pitching. They don't have a ton in the farm that's ready to go. There's really nothing in the farm ready to go and help today. Their farm system isn't the deepest, so going out and trading for any kind of, difference maker as a starter, that's going to be tough for them. And standing pat, some of these guys, there's not a ton of confidence there. Help us, Robert. Make us feel better about our starting pitching.
Well, I can't do that. Sorry, guys. The starting pitching is bad. And here is more bad news for the Orioles and their fans. They are in what I think is the worst position right now in baseball. They aren't a very good team, and they're not a terrible team. They're just kind of in the middle. This is a team that needs, in my estimation, I think it needs a rebuild. I think they should seriously consider trading Zach Britton, Manny Machado for starters. But here's the thing. If you're going to make those kind of moves, then the organization has to be on the same page. They have to have the same philosophy. And the decision-making process has to be on point. And it's been well discussed. It's common knowledge that Buck Showalter, Dan Duquette, they don't always see eye to eye. Then you throw the owner, Peter Angelos, in. And how are big decisions like that made? In season. I don't know if I have the faith or the confidence that this organization, as it's currently constructed, can make those kind of those sort of big time moves that I think is required for this organization to move forward. Because whether you keep Zach Britton or Manny Machado, you're still going to be, are you going to overtake the Red Sox for the division? No. Maybe you get into the wild card, but who really thinks that with this team, as currently constructed, they can make a deep run? No one. So what are you doing? What are you doing? And I think that's a real big question for this organization and franchise.
I feel a lot better right now, Robert. Thanks.
Robert, say that the O's decided to trade Machado. What would the package look like that they could get?
Heck, the Red Sox need help.
Well, he won't go there.
Right. So that's the thing. But here's my thing. If the Red Sox offered the best package, why not?
Right.
I mean, Manny Machado's walk year is coming. excuse me. After 2018.
Yep.
And if I were a betting man, I would bet he's going to go to the Yankees anyway. So he's going to be in your division for the next several years anyway. Because I would be stunned if Machado decides to re-sign with the Orioles. That's just me. I would be stunned. So if I were a betting man, like I said, I think he goes to the Yankees. So he's going to be in your division anyway. So if the Red Sox offer the best package, just hypothetically, why wouldn't you do it? This organization needs a massive influx of talent. Why they don't do, say, international signings? Why aren't they, you know, trying to mine those sorts of areas? I mean, I think right now, which is crazy because this year their only all-star is Jonathan Scope. How do they get Jonathan Scope? International free agent signing. So this organization needs to be more nimble, more creative, and stop staying with the status quo. Because the status quo has brought you here. A good run, playoff runs, have had some very good teams and some very good years. But the Oriole franchise, traditionally, historically, the fan base, they expect more. They deserve more. So let's try to do something out of the box. We've tried it one way, and it got us to this point. Let's see if we can try something differently to get us beyond.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. Robert, again, you're busy. You got a lot going on. We appreciate your time, my man. Thank you so much.
And we'll get you back during hockey season.
I'm on my way to get a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
So well, then you can stick with us through your 7-Eleven trip.
Now, yeah, absolutely. I've got nothing to do.
Hey, Robert, we'll get you on back during hockey, man, when it's a sport that I like.
Oh, don't get me started on the Capitals right now.
Hey, Robert, have a good day, my friend. Thank you, pal.
All right, you too.
Yep. We'll see you. Robert Flores.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.